Welcome to Topsail Insider, where you can hear all about the businesses and events in the beautiful coastal towns in the greater Topsail area of North Carolina. Coming up, today I am interviewing Dr. Amanda and Ben Knopf, a wonderful husband and wife team and owners of Pender Pelvic Health and Therapy Services. While they do offer general physical therapy, they specialize in unique pelvic health issues. We will be discussing pelvic floor dysfunction, cancer rehabilitation, lymphedema, bowel health, incontinence, and more for women, men, and children on today's episode of Topsail Insider. Experience a new level of luxury on Topsail Island at Saltwater Suites in Surf City, North Carolina. With no nightly minimum, you can enjoy short getaways or an extended stay. Each suite features luxury bedding, full kitchens with dining tables and dishwashers. And all suites other than the three ADA suites have full-size washers and dryers. And don't forget about those beautiful ocean views. 24/7 self-check-in provides a hassle-free and seamless experience. Saltwater Suites is the perfect choice for your next beach getaway. Book your next Topsail visit at saltwatertopsail.com or call 910-886-4818. Saltwater Suites, Topsail Island's premier luxury hospitality experience. Come on out to Surf City Line for the best made-from-scratch beach and bowls on Topsail Island. Treat yourself to their delicious bowls with shrimp, steak, fish, chicken, or pork. Or enjoy their peel-and-eat shrimp, beach break salads, and more. They offer a full bar serving handcrafted cocktails, incredible margaritas, and they proudly serve North Carolina craft beer. The Line boasts the biggest deck on the island with three levels for listening to live music, relaxing in the sun, or head on up to the top deck to enjoy your meal with ocean views. Visit SurfCityLineNC.com for their full menus. The best service and beach vibes on the island await you at 2112 North New River Drive. Whether you're a local or visiting from out of town, celebrating a special occasion, or just soaking up the sun with family and friends, it's always a great time at Surf City Line. Welcome to Topsail Insider. My name is Krista and I am your host. Today we are talking to the owners of Pender Pelvic Health and Therapy Services, Dr. Amanda and Ben Knopf. Welcome, Dr. Amanda. Welcome, Ben. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be here.
Thank you, Krista. It's a pleasure to be here.
As someone who went through a difficult birth with my first son with residual effects from that, and later I had a premature baby via C-section. And on top of all that, I'm now going through perimenopause. And then, you know, what comes with that as we age? So I can really appreciate the services that you're offering. And when we were having the pre-interview, everything that you were saying in the women's health, I was like, yep, that's me. That's me. So I'm really looking forward to this conversation. And I feel like it's going to be very beneficial for everyone out there listening. And it's not just for women, it's for men too, right?
Correct.
And children as well. We're going to talk about all of that.
Yes.
How I like to start my episodes is we're going to talk about exactly what it is that Pender Pelvic does. So can you please just provide an overview of your practice and the services that you offer, particularly around the expertise in pelvic health?
Sure can. So this is a physical therapy practice. We do offer services or therapy for orthopedic reasons, whether that be joint pain or difficulty getting back to an activity. But what we specialize in, what our bread and butter is pelvic health. And there, that kind of is a generalized term nowadays. Just to give you an example, our more common population is if we have children, females do have difficulty with urinary or fecal leakage. We also have difficulty with getting back to running without leakage. We have pelvic pain with intercourse or having any intimacy with our partners again. So that's generally what we treat. However, as we age, a lot of women do experience menopausal symptoms, and that can be treated with pelvic health physical therapy.
All right. You also work with cancer rehabilitation as well. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So before I became a pelvic health therapist, I specialized in lymphedema, and I still do. I hold that certification. And what that certification is it's a certification in lymphedema. And the number one cause of lymphedema in the United States is due to breast cancer. So I do specialize in oncology rehab. So if individuals that have a breast cancer diagnosis go through surgery and treatment, sometimes they, as a repercussion of that, experience swelling of the extremity or of the arm. And we do treat that. That is a treatable condition.
Okay. I was going to ask what lymphedema was. So mm-hmm. It's a swelling and it's primarily in the arms, you said?
Correct. It is more commonly there only because breast cancer, unfortunately, is common. So you can get swelling of the arm after they remove lymph nodes that are associated with any tumor growth.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about pregnancy and postpartum. Tell me what you're treating with regard to that.
Oh, man, that's two big balls of wax. So pregnancy, what we like to do at our clinic is, gosh, when we grow and get ready and prepare for birthing, it can be really trepidatious. It's very anxiety inducing. Mm-hmm. So we really help calm and build confidence in the individual that birth and delivery don't have to be as scary, that you can really be empowered during that process and advocate for yourself as a patient to not have that forceps delivery or not have that medical intervention that you don't feel is right for you. So we teach moms to be birthing positions. We teach them breathing and pushing strategies to optimize how to get baby out of their body effectively without any type of perineal tearing mm-hmm. or the need for an episiotomy, and also just a better recovery postpartum. That's what we really love to do with our pregnancy patients. Mm-hmm. Physical therapy is definitely worth it. There's a lot of good evidence out there that therapy intervention can greatly reduce your risk of perineal tearing. And when we consider perineal tearing, that can cause pain, that can cause difficulties with intimacy once it heals, it mm-hmm. can cause leakage. So it really depends on the severity of the tear, but there's a lot of effects or side effects of that.
Okay. We will get further into the treatment for that stuff as well, the before and the after.
Yeah.
So general pelvic pain for both men and women, what are some of the symptoms they're coming in with for treatment?
So now that a lot of us work remotely, a lot of individuals experience pelvic pain when they sit for long periods of time, because mm-hmm. that's the part of the body your body is being supported by when you're in that position. So usually it's difficulty with sitting for a long period of time, but it could also be pain with a bowel movement, pain with urination, difficulties with either of those elimination type habits. For men, typically, there's some sexual function component. It's hard to get an erection because it's painful, so they therefore don't want to do it. And that's a huge quality of life for an individual. So that's generally what we have most of our individuals report to us with pelvic pain.
And what you just touched upon is gut health. I know that you do work with your patients on gut health. How are you working with them in that regard?
When I first became a pelvic health therapist, I only really treated bladder conditions. And because the bowel is a friendly neighbor of the bladder,
yeah.
most likely they're not so friendly. They're both affected typically. So I do and have other certifications to treat bowel health, which is our gut. And if you're not regularly emptying it, or if you're not paying attention to what you're eating or ingesting as far as putting into your mouth, it can greatly affect how your pain responds, how your sleep is restorative, in all of that sense. So we do talk about normalization of gut health, either through supplementation, fascial work, or any type of visceral mobilization.
Okay. And that also applies to children, too. Like, that's a big problem with the pediatric.
Huge. 85% of my people that I see that are pediatrics are constipated.
We're going to get into that for sure. You do a lot of speaking around our area, correct?
Well, first and foremost, I love pouring back into the community that pours into our business. So I do pelvic health workshops at the Surf City Community Center. I also have spoken, actually Ben has spoken at the library about low back pain. And we've done also talks about pelvic health there as well. We participate in the Surf City Expo. Mm-hmm. I also do workshops at local gyms like Coalition CrossFit, as well as BFP or Brickway Fitness and Performance, mm-hmm. Just to teach women, men, all individuals really better about their bodies so that, again, they don't have to suffer in silence, that there are people out there that want to get them better.
You guys are a husband and wife team.
Yes.
But Ben, she was just mentioning that you do some of the speaking. I was wondering if you could just tell me a little bit about your speaking engagements as well. And also, if you tend to speak to the men primarily, are you speaking to both genders as well?
When I spoke at the library, it was pretty much whoever wanted to come that had questions or maybe dealing with low back pain. We had a mix of, I would say, young adults to the senior population.
Oh, very good. Okay.
And what we're seeing is back pain can affect young individuals just as much as it can older individuals. And sometimes the interventions that we try to teach these people can vary depending on what they're doing throughout the day. It really goes across all ages and genders.
When you're talking about back pain in the younger generation, do you find that that's more from athletic injuries or play injuries? Or is it injury based, or is it more posture? What are you seeing most of all in the younger generation?
I would say it's more posture related. People spending more time, like Amanda spoke about, sitting down.
On devices.
Gaming. So you have a lot of the forward flexion or the neck flexion of looking down on our phones or on screens. So just teaching people how to try to, we know we're not going to put down the screen. We know we're not going to put down the video game. So just teaching them some postural correction of how they can still enjoy those devices. And as well as maybe show them some strengthening exercises or some stretches to help so they can enjoy those devices.
Very good. Like I said, you guys are a husband and wife team. So let's start with where the two of you are from and how you met and how you landed here in Hampstead.
All right. I'll take that question first. I call myself almost like an East Coast rat. I was born in Rhode Island, grew up in Virginia, but settled here in North Carolina to go to UNCW. So I am an alumni of that university. Graduated in 2007. And then my graduate school or graduate schooling took me to the University of Rhode Island. So I went back up to New England. Lived with family there because my whole family is from there.
Is that why you chose to go to the University of Rhode Island?
Yes, that is exactly why. I had the opportunity just to spend more time with family.
Gotcha.
Plus, you know that I want to live down here. I don't want to deal with ice and snow on a, you know, day-to-day basis in the wintertime.
I hear that a lot.
Yeah. That's why I came back down here is because I love the coast. I love the beach. Ben and I say that we don't like to be landlocked. We love to be by the water. So after I graduated physical therapy school, I landed back down here in southeastern North Carolina.
Okay. Where did y'all meet?
We used to work at the Davis community together. Gosh, that was ages ago. It's a nursing home in the Porter's Neck area of Wilmington.
Okay. Okay.
And he was at the time, he is a physical therapy assistant and he specialized in dementia. And so he taught me a lot about that population with Alzheimer's and dementia. And really provided me the reins for that population. So that's how we met at work.
So you were saying you went to the University of Rhode Island and then you came back down here. Where did you gain that clinical experience?
I think from the start knew I wanted to be back down in southeastern North Carolina, even if I had the family connection up in New England. So I actually set up all my clinical internships in southeastern North Carolina. So I did one in Shallotte, in Sunset Beach, and then in Wilmington. So that really established me as a clinician here, so that I would make connections as far as other PTs or PTAs that could help advance my career once I landed down here permanently.
Okay. So you started out as general physical therapy. How did you decide that you were going to go into pelvic care specifically?
Previous to opening my clinic, I did work for a fellow colleague of mine, which specialized kind of similar to my clinic, women's health. And it was a few years after I started working at this facility, I got pregnant with my very first child. Her name is Madison. She's now eight and a half. And I really didn't connect with some of my patients at that level of, whoa, there's a human growing inside me and all the aches and pains with the stretches and, you know, fetal growth and hormonal fluctuations and rampations and all that stuff. And so I experienced very much similar symptoms and dysfunctions my patients currently do, going through my own experience of pregnancy and delivery. So soon after my daughter, because of my postpartum recovery, just motivated me to go get certified and teach others what worked for me in my own recovery.
Did you have a difficult postpartum experience?
More with my first. She came fast and furious. I did not have time for an epidural, but the team who birthed my daughter coached me extremely well. I delivered at New Hanover, what is now known as Novant, and the labor and delivery nurses and my doctors were fantastic. But, you know, there is a possibility of a tremendous amount of stretch in the perineal area with children passing through the birth canal. So, you know, I experience pain, I experience leakage, difficulty with bowel movements, all of what we treat now as postpartum recovery.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. And before we move on, I just want to go over, you have several other certifications. So tell me about some of your other certifications you have.
Sure. Let's see. My CLT after my name is my Certified Lymphedema Therapist certification, but I also hold advanced certifications with the Lymphology Association of North America.
Okay.
Essentially, I just are considered in their eyes an expert in the field of lymphedema management. And then I also hold the letters of the PRPC after my name is Pelvic Rehab Practitioner. So that just indicates that I'm extra dedicated to knowing all the things pelvic health related. It does not mean that anybody without those letters is any less qualified. I just know the up-to-date research. And then again, I am motivated and probably to get you better than others.
These certifications, do you have to renew them?
Correct. In the state of North Carolina, in order to maintain your physical therapy license, yes, you have to have a certain amount of what they call continuing educational hours in order to maintain that license. And because pelvic health is my passion, I generally go that route. But yes, continuing education and these certifications are renewable as long as you stay up to date with your knowledge and educational level.
Excellent. So Ben, let's talk about your role at Pender Pelvic. I think you wear many hats.
Yes.
Let's talk about all those hats.
So yeah, I wear many hats over at Pender Pelvic Health. I am in charge pretty much. You call the office. I am generally the one that'll answer the phone. I try to take a little bit of intake from you to make sure that we can help you. We're the right place you need to be. So after that, we'll get them scheduled for an evaluation. So that's just one part of the job that I do. Another part of the job is marketing, liaison work with some of the local physicians in the area, just making sure they're aware of the services that we offer and how we can help complement their recovery for their patients that come to see them. And then there's also actual doing physical therapy treatments as well. I can see the orthopedic patients, hip replacements, knee replacements, shoulders, back. Anything except pelvic floor related and lymphedema treatments. Okay. I'm not certified to do those.
Gotcha.
As well as janitorial work. I keep the place clean. And
I do some of that myself.
Yes. I want patients to feel they're in a clean environment when they come in.
Absolutely.
So that's very important to us. That's pretty much it. Anything that needs to be done, I do it.
Okay. That's part of just being a business owner.
Yes.
Yeah. You just got to do it all. Tell me about the other physical therapists that you have on site.
So Dr. Natalia she's been practicing just as long as I have, and she's been a pelvic health therapist just as long as I have. She does and is certified in Pilates, so that's how she integrates her breath work and strength training into her treatment sessions. Mm-hmm. But I feel like her mission and treatment strategies align very often. So even if you do have both of us as a therapist, we bounce ideas off of each other all the time. It's very nice to have the camaraderie with her in our office so that we can maximize your progress.
Is she as specialized in pelvic care as you are?
Yes. Okay. She does not hold the additional certification of the PRPC. However, like I said, that does not disqualify or discount her ability to treat the same conditions that I can.
So we're talking about your work with men, women, and children. And I want to talk about specifically women first. What are some of the conditions that you treat and the services or treatments that you offer for those conditions?
Sure. A majority of the population that reach out to our clinic for services is most likely they're pregnant and experiencing difficulties in pregnancy, whether that be pain, leakage, or just interest in preparation for birth. If they're postpartum after baby, they may have the postpartum blues and just not feeling like themselves. And like that could cause a slew of issues when you're not sleeping well or not eating at all or drinking or hydrating. So that could just be a support person that we have here at the clinic, or we can help them with their pain. We can help them with their leakage, any type of gut health issues. Really, we handle that in the first evaluation to see what we can best help them with.
How long after birth can you start working with a patient?
It's a great question. So a lot of our patients are pregnant. They want to come back to us. So we usually tell them, okay, unfortunately, the standard of care in the United States is not up to par. As far as postpartum care, we only have a 6-week postpartum checkup, whereas baby has many with their pediatrician.
Yeah.
So I usually tell patients if it's pelvic floor related, probably good to wait until that 6-week postpartum checkup.
Okay.
However, I do say if you're experiencing pain or difficulties giving your child childcare, where it's a mechanical issue, come in before that. 4 weeks would be appropriate at that point.
Okay. So I had to ask you what this was in the pre-interview. Let's talk about prolapse a little bit and what you can do to treat that.
Sure. It's a scary word because I know when you go to your OBGYN, they typically will do an exam internally with a speculum just to make sure that your pelvic floor tissues are healing appropriately after birth. But a lot of women that experience heaviness in this part of their body, so when I say in this part of their body between the vagina and the anus, their perineal area, some women describe, I'm sitting on a bulge. or I'm sitting on an egg, or there's tissue in my vaginal canal that just, I don't feel belongs there. Or a lot of times I feel like there's a tampon in there, but I know that's not in there. That typically is related to that pelvic organ prolapse. And so prolapse essentially is when we have children, when the baby passes through the birth canal, it plays a lot of laxity into this the situation. And so the bladder may become more lax and fall down. Same with the rectum. It can become
the bladder,
lax.
You said?
Correct.
Okay.
That's more common of a prolapse. So the bladder will, what they call, fall down towards the vaginal entrance. So okay. A lot of ladies, if they look at themselves in the vaginal area, will say, man, I don't remember that bulge being there or that tissue being there. And a lot of times it's relieved if you push it back in there. So it is just a descension or a falling of pelvic organs towards the vaginal canal.
Can it be also your uterus and other parts and pieces up yes. there besides
yes.
the bladder?
I know. It's such a scary thing. Yes, your urethra can prolapse. Your vagina can prolapse, which is more of like your uterus yeah. as well as your bladder and your rectum. You can have one. You can have all. Just depends on where your laxity or where instability is.
So that does sound very scary. And it seems like something that you would absolutely have to have surgery for. But you're saying we can correct that with physical therapy. Is
yes.
that right?
Yes. Because if you're not done having children, they will not do surgery on you. Unless it's an extreme case. Because they don't want to necessarily do surgery and tack these organs back in a newfound position. And then you grow another baby, birth another baby. And then therefore, you don't have that newfound stability anymore. And they're yeah. running out of options of what to do. So until you're done having children, they really don't recommend you having.
Sense.
So why suffer for, gosh, some people want to really expand their family and you could suffer for years.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm now in menopause. The hysterectomies in the United States are probably the one most elective surgery in women over 50 because they consider you non-barren at that point and it's no longer an organ that's necessary or needed. Plus, it certainly can contribute to a horrible menopausal experience. So they usually will say, you know, out with the uterus. That's what usually happens.
Mm-hmm.
But we forget that the uterus plays an important part. It provides a holding spot for the bladder, provides stability for your bowels and rectum. So there's no repercussions necessarily if surgery is an option or is the ending decision. Prehab and post-operative rehab is imperative for proper recovery and breath management for those conditions.
Got it. We talked about the prenatal and the birth preparation and the postpartum. Is there anything else you want to say with regard to the physical therapy that you offer?
Yeah, I think a lot of women, because of the area of the body we're working in, it's a very intimate part of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And us as therapists, although we want to get, I think with physios, we just get so objectively driven. We want to find out as much information about you as possible. And so a lot of women are timid to begin with because it's a sensitive part of their body.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't necessarily have to have you get undressed. You don't necessarily have to do an internal pelvic floor assessment in order for us to be successful with treatment.
Okay. So like if you've got a knee, I know that you're working in and around that knee and you're doing all the movements and the exercises and getting the bend better. And what exercises can you possibly do to correct your pelvic floor?
I know. It's such a different area of our body, but a muscle is a muscle by any means. If you look at your bicep, it's the same type of fibers of muscle that the pelvic floor has. So if that pelvic floor muscle is tight, just like if you had rounded shoulders and you slouched a lot, your mm-hmm. pecs wouldn't, your shoulders would get really tight. You could stretch them.
Mm-hmm.
Pelvic floor, same way. If you sit a lot, if you do certain habits in your day, your pelvic floor muscles can get tight. You would stretch them. So there are certain stretches we would prescribe. Also, that muscle group can become lax or uncoordinated. So we work on implementing breathing strategies to help that muscle coordinate with your breath, as well as, okay, we just maybe need to do more contractions of that muscle to help it get stronger or just to work better for you. I will say a lot of times women think, I just have a weak pelvic floor and that's why I leak, or that's why I have prolapse and that's why I have pain. But more often than not, it's I have too much tension, too much tightness through that part of
really?
Our body. So we need to lengthen before we strengthen.
Wow. Yeah. I wouldn't have even known to ask a question about that. Like I wouldn't even think to go in that direction.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think it's a societal thing. We're driven to be the perfect mom, the perfect parent, the perfect person. So I think we, more women than men, hold tension and anxiety in that part of our body.
Wow.
We think, gosh, we hold tension in our forehead or we have tension
shoulders,
in our shoulders,
that, yeah.
neck. There's a direct correlation to your pelvic floor with that part.
I'm learning a lot right now.
Yeah.
So the incontinence and the bowel health, how are you treating these issues?
So if someone experiences urinary incontinence, that's leakage of urine, it could be a matter of I'm constipated. Therefore, the poop is staying in my colon too long and pushing on my bladder, and that's what causes leakage. So we kind of start as an individualistic approach. We're not going to just treat the colon. We're not going to just treat the bladder. We're not going to just treat your pelvis. We're probably going to counsel you in some way to help restore your gut health so you have bowel regularity so your bladder can empty better. So that's really where we start as far as gut health and what could potentially be a bladder leakage cause, but it's not primarily that cause that can be addressed.
Okay. When you're talking about gut health and I guess getting things moving better, are we talking about taking supplements to assist in that? Or you're talking about, no, let's get a dietitian in here and make it happen more naturally?
Sure. That's a good question. Physical therapists for a long time weren't really allowed or it's outside of their scope of practice to make supplemental recommendations.
Oh, okay.
But because of this additional training we hold as public health therapists, we can help adjust their diet through supplements like fiber that will help with gut motility or to help form the stool better so your body can better eliminate it. If I feel it is ever outside my scope of practice or the individual is not responding to what I can offer, then yes, I do have referrals that I would make to a nutritionist or a dietitian.
Got it. Okay. Yep. With regard to lymphedema in women, how are you treating the swelling?
How we treat swelling, the gold standard, and that means the very best way to treat it, are through four things. One, you put compression on whatever part of the body is swollen so that it doesn't progress throughout one day, over time, whatever it is. So really that compression garment. So a lot of people may see these as knee-high stockings on individuals that may fly at times or just on a day-to-day basis. So that's step number one, get a compression garment. Two, you want to make sure you're taking care of your skin. Your skin tells your body a lot of information. So if there's a lot of swelling in that part of your body, it's no longer getting that information internally. So you want to make sure that you keep your skin well hydrated, protected in, say, here in the South with the sun. You don't want to get sunburnt. You don't want to get bug bites, cuts when you're gardening, all of that stuff. So you want to protect yourself. So skincare and compression is important. Also, we implement something called manual lymphatic drainage. And essentially, that's a technique of hand-to-skin massage, for lack of a better way of putting it. But essentially, we're trying to move the lymphatic fluid better into the vessels that carry it back to the lymph nodes that help kill anything foreign to our body at that point. They're kind of like mini hospitals. And then that fluid ends up back in our heart to be recirculated. Okay. But that's probably the big thing that we teach our patients right away, our compression, sometimes elevation, depends on the person, that lymphatic drainage, as well as skincare.
Okay. Let's go ahead and move on to the men's health services that you offer. Earlier, we talked about pelvic pain in men. Let's go into a little more detail about what they experience and come in for treatment. Hey, if you thought it couldn't get any better than Saltwater Suites, well, I have some exciting news. I am thrilled to announce the grand opening of the new Saltwater Resort this May in the heart of Surf City, North Carolina. Saltwater Resort will absolutely redefine hospitality, creating a truly elevated vacation experience. All 24 suites offer opulent bedding, full-size washers and dryers, and well-appointed kitchens equipped with dining tables and dishwashers. And now you can relax and enjoy their beautiful saltwater pool. Are you ready to elevate your next Topsail adventure? Reserve your stay at saltwatertopsail.com or call 910-886-4818. Saltwater Resort, where luxury meets the waves and every moment is a celebration. Hey, insiders, if you haven't tried Surf City Line, what are you waiting for? Chef Jay has created amazing made-from-scratch beachin' bowls, delicious peel-and-eat shrimp by the pound, wings, salads, and more. And they have a wonderful multi-level deck for listening to live music, soaking up the sun, and enjoying food, drinks, and some of the best service on Topsail Island. Follow Surf City Line on Facebook and Instagram, where you'll find their lineup for all of their live entertainment.
Feel like walking off that delicious food before heading home? Well, take their walkway right to the ocean for a quick stroll on the beach. They have plenty of parking right next to the restaurant and a large lot across the street. They're located at 2112 North New River Drive, where Surf City meets North Topsail. I'll see you at Surf City Line.
Believe it or not, men have a pelvic floor as well. Theirs is just shaped a little bit different. They have a few different muscles as well as less muscles than an individual with a female anatomy. But they do either way have a pelvic floor. So they have the same difficulties women can encounter. What I mean by that is if they experience tightness of their pelvic floor, it can make emptying your bladder difficult. It can be emptying your bowels more difficult. Sitting for long periods of time, avoiding irritants that may irritate your bladder or gut, difficult because of that tension. Difficulty with intimacy, because one of the roles of the pelvic floor is for sexual appreciation and play. So a lot of times that's a huge factor and drive as to why men seek our services. They either have difficulty with an erection, or it's painful to get an erection, or with ejaculation.
Okay. And they do experience incontinence the way we do, but not for the same reasons, I'm guessing.
Correct. Yes. So because men have a pelvic floor, those muscles do support the bladder and the urethra. Their urethra is a lot longer than ours, and they have two 90-degree turns. So the urine can get trapped very easily, which makes leakage difficult for men. So they experience it less often. But I would say the population that experiences leakage is men that have prostate issues. So as they age, as men age, their prostate, which is wrapped around the urethra, tends to be enlarged. Or for men, prostate cancer can happen. So if they have that prostate removed, there's a possibility of effects to the pelvic floor, which can cause leakage. So that's usually their driving factor is I leak all day long, or I'm leaking and I don't know. How can you help?
It could be before a diagnosis or after a diagnosis and surgery.
I would say it's usually after for men. Men tolerate talking about themselves in that manner to doctors a long time before they seek care. They'll usually try medication first versus women that are like, I don't want to be on a long-term side effect medication first. I want to see how I can do with a conventional measure or conservative measure like physical therapy. Whereas men typically or more commonly will try medication first.
Okay. So when you're talking about erectile dysfunction, what do you do to treat men with these issues? Issues? I'm not sure.
Issue, I would say. Okay. It's not that men will seek my services or our services because I only suffer erectile dysfunction. Yes, we can help with that, but usually there's multifactorial things going on, like they experience pelvic pain or leakage and on top of erectile dysfunction. But one of the roles of the pelvic floor, especially for men, this also happens in women, is the pelvic floor actually goes down the shaft of the penis. And one of the main jobs of those two muscles is to shunt blood into the penis to make it hard, long, and firm so that they can enjoy intimacy with their partner. And so if there's a weakness or a lack of coordination or a diminished nerve supply to those muscles, then they're going to have a hard time getting that erection. That's where therapy steps in and we say, okay, is it a matter that you have a tight pelvic floor and it can't do that? Or is it a matter of you have no idea how to even activate that muscle? And can we improve that?
Okay. When you're working with a patient that has erectile dysfunction, is it more often than not that you have to send them out to a specialist? Or is it something that you can generally take care of in your practice?
I think by the time that person sees me, they've been to the urologist.
Oh, okay.
And they've been to their primary care physician sharing these thoughts and symptoms with them. So they've tried, let's say, the Cialis route or the Viagra route. Mm-hmm. And for some individuals, those medicines are not appropriate. So they're willing to try conservative ways to, okay, how can I make that part of my life more quality versus relying on medication that may not be a suitable need.
Gotcha. You're almost like the post-surgery. They've been diagnosed, they have this thing, and now they're coming to you to create a better way of just a better love life.
You got it. Yes.
Without medication.
Yeah.
Or in addition to medication, perhaps.
Yeah. Let's face it. As we age, our libido goes low. It's usually men in their 40s, 45, which is about the time when they're diagnosed with prostate cancer. And I'm not saying every man out there has prostate cancer, but the libido of both men and women tend to decline. And intimacy happens less and less for some individuals and some couples. So that part of their life, when they do get to participate it, is important to them. And mm-hmm. if it lacks anything, then we can help with that.
Okay. And you are also assisting men with lymphedema as well. Okay.
Correct. Yep. Men have breast cancer as well, but typically it's of the extremity, like the legs, is more common.
Okay. Yeah, I did. I learned that recently, that men also get breast cancer. That's another thing you think about with women, you don't think about it with men.
Yeah. And I will say, just Krista, to add to that, for some reason, at my last job, I was considered the genital swelling expert. I think I just saw more of it, which is another foothold to the door of pelvic health for me. But because men have testicles, most individuals with a male anatomy have testicles, so they dangle. And when things dangle, like as we know, women that have breasts, they dangle, they get droopier. Mm-hmm. Testicles mm-hmm. get the same way and they can swell. So if men experience testicular swelling or of the penis or of anywhere in that part of their body, I can treat that as well.
Okay, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Okay. So moving on to pediatrics, we did talk a little bit earlier about having children come in, and what was the percentage that you said have constipation?
Yeah, just about 85% of them. That would be the root cause.
Okay, so tell me how you're working with children with regard to the constipation.
This is kind of a typical scenario when parents come in and say, okay, my kid doesn't urinate regularly, or they experience leakage at night, like bedwetting, or during the day, or they just don't poop regularly and complain of pain. More often than not, they go through a potty training phase that is successful or unsuccessful. And if successful, they regress in a large way. So a lot of times, if they're that constipated, it does push on the bladder and it just causes leakage, like a slow leak or just an uncontrollable urge. And that's mm-hmm. usually what happens. Or as we know, some kids just have major FOMO. They have a fear of missing out in school with friends. So they tend to hold and hold and hold.
And they don't want to stop playing.
Correct.
Long enough to eliminate.
Correct.
Okay.
And, you know, kids can be really, unfortunately, mean. And at that, in certain ages, pee and poop are a funny thing to talk about, and kids often tease. And mm-hmm. so they don't want to do that stuff at school in fear of someone may catch them in the act. So a lot of kids do withhold way too long.
Yeah. Now, how do you work with a child who is withholding?
So if they have not already seen a pediatric specialist that specializes in bowel health, I will refer them almost immediately. I'm not saying they're, for lack of a better word, regular pediatrician can handle things like that, but I do feel like bowel specialty is a good thing to have on your team. And they take a specific x-ray that allows me to see what's in their gut, what's in their colon. I try to look at the colon as best as I can to see the severity of the constipation mm-hmm. and then try to get started on bowel regularity, whether it be through stool softeners, whether it be through laxative, if it's that severe. I do prescribe like a natural non-medication type bowel regularity recipe. Part of my kids call it the special applesauce. So we integrate postural exercises. We integrate bowel massage, anything that will help sensitize in a good way that part of their body. So their body starts telling them. And when I say body, your brain starts to recognize when you need to poop.
Mm-hmm. So bedwetting, that's a big issue for parents as well. I'm assuming there's some correlation between what we just spoke about and then having the pressure on the bladder that would cause some leakage during the night. But are there other aspects of bedwetting that we can talk about?
No, that's pretty much the nail on the head.
Okay.
You know, if you're not emptying your bowels regularly, you're probably not regulating your bladder either. So when your body finally rests, your bladder empties fully.
Okay. Now, I know that you are a certified yoga instructor.
Correct.
How do you incorporate yoga into the treatment with your patients?
All right. So, gosh, I love yoga. Movement is medicine. So yoga can be done pretty much anywhere. It can be done in a chair. It can be done on the floor, in a standing position. So we like to be realistic with our patients. Sometimes we're really busy. So we need to be able to move in any and all positions. So we do integrate a lot of yoga poses or asanas into our practice that guide the breath better, because let's face it, if we don't breathe properly, all other systems in our body just don't work right. So a lot of the positions in yoga do help to regulate their breath and to help desensitize our overstimulated nervous system.
Okay. So I do want to touch on the insurance a little bit. Do you file insurance?
We have several groups that we do file. We file Medicare. We file North Carolina Blue Cross and Blue Shield. And we also file TRICARE policies.
TRICARE, that's for the military. Is that right?
That is correct.
If they don't have insurance and they just want to come to you, do you have any kind of a cash-based program?
We do. We have a cash rate, a self-pay rate, if they don't want to go through their insurance. So what we see with some clients is maybe they have a super high deductible that because they want a low premium, that they will never reach their deductible throughout the year unless there's a major incident. So they can come see us. And generally, it could be cheaper to go that route than to go through your insurance if you have a high deductible that you're not going to meet anyway. Mm-hmm.
Do you need a referral from a doctor to go to Pender Pelvic?
You do not need a referral because we are a direct access state. However, if you want TRICARE to pay for your coverage, then you will need a referral. Okay. And generally, if you're, so TRICARE has two different, they have a TRICARE Select, TRICARE Prime. With the Prime, we will need authorization from TRICARE, and they usually give you a number of visits and a length of treatment options for that.
Okay.
If you're just a North Carolina Blue Cross Blue Shield, you can come right off the street, and we can treat you there. They do not require a referral, or if you want to come and just pay privately, we do not need a referral. However, I do recommend to the patients that come see us that, hey, look, talk with your doctor. Let them know that you're wanting to pursue physical therapy. And if they can send over some treatment notes for the problem that, you know, if you had a conversation with your doctor, what was the interventions that they recommended? What did not work? And that's why you're here. So we have a better idea of streamlining your recovery.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would want to say about insurance or payments or anything to do with money?
Yes. Okay. Yes, this is very important. So okay. The first thing that I would recommend is people get to actually know what their plan covers. Get to know your deductible. Get to know your out-of-pocket maximum. Get to know what your co-payments are. Get to know if a place is in network with your plan. And to realize that just because you have an insurance does not mean insurance is going to cover what you're coming for.
Oh, okay.
So we do our best to try to find that information out. And we also encourage patients to obtain that knowledge as well. So everybody's on the same page. When you come in that door, you know what is expected of you. We do not want surprises on our end. And we don't want the patient to be surprised that, hey, I thought my insurance was covering this.
Right. So do your homework before showing up.
Yes. Okay. And even when you're choosing your insurance plans, you know, I suggest meeting with people. Just have a discussion to see what coverage is appropriate for you and your family. You know, you don't want to have a very low premium plan if you're going to the doctor a lot.
If you're older, for instance.
If you have medical issues, you know, you may not want the low premium, high deductible plan. So, you know, just being aware, you know, just having an awareness of what your insurance covers and what's the best coverage for you.
So it's time for final thoughts. And before we finish up here, I'd like to know, what is the one thing that you want listeners to know about you or Pender Pelvic Health?
I think I'd like everyone to know that we offer more individualized, comfortable care. And what that means is we offer privacy to our patients that may not be as comfortable talking about intimate issues or sensitive topics. We do have time to read your chart thoroughly beforehand. And you actually have the option of discussing your care outside of just your visit time. So we offer a medical record system that we use as like a direct access to your therapist. So you can message us, email us directly, and we can continue your care regardless of you being seen in person.
Like a patient portal?
Correct.
We can log in and communicate with you directly through your patient portal?
Correct. It goes straight to my personal phone. So it's like texting me and I can answer you directly while the thoughts are fresh.
Okay. I love that. What about you, Ben? What you got? Any final thoughts for us today?
Well, you know, I will say I feel like we're a family over there. And I feel, you know, majority of our patients that come in there, they get to know us. That's why they come before pregnancy and they want to come afterwards. Or they've come for a knee replacement and they've come for shoulder injury. Or they're referring their friends or they're referring their parents or they're bringing their kids. You know, they see the quality of the therapy that we provide. We're small. We're intimate. You're going to see the same therapist. You're going to see one of the two, or even me. If you're lucky enough, you'll get to see me, but more than likely, you're going to get to see Dr. Amanda or Dr. Natalia each visit, you know, and they're going to know you and they're going to know your plan of care. They're going to know how to best treat you.
All right, everybody, it is time to give out that contact information and know that everything that we talk about right now is going to be found in the show notes as well. So go ahead and give us your address, your phone number, website, email, all of that.
Sure. The best way to get in touch with us is via our phone number, which is 910-515-2030. And a lot of people ask where we are located, and our official address is 16747 at US Highway 17. So right along that crazy drive in Hampstead in Suite 106. It's located. We often use the Carolina Pediatrics office. We're right next door.
Right.
And you can certainly learn more about us at our webpage at North Carolina or ncpelvicfloortherapy.com.
And your email address?
It is Pender, like the county, therapyservices@gmail.com.
Okay. And you are on the socials because I found you. You're on Facebook and Instagram, and I'll have the links direct to your pages in the show notes as well. So everyone go there and follow and like. Thank you, listeners, for joining us today. And thank you again, Ben and Dr. Amanda, for being on Topsail Insider and telling us all about Pender Pelvic Health and Therapy Services.
Thank you so much, Krista.
Thank you, Krista. It's been great.
Hey, if you enjoyed today's episode of Topsail Insider, please show your support by clicking the follow or subscribe button on your favorite podcast listening platform. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Please also go to TopsailInsider.com and join our mailing list by clicking on the Make Me a Topsail Insider button. While you're there, you can click the Send Me a Voicemail button and let me know exactly what you're thinking. Your message just might be on an episode of Topsail Insider. You can email me at Krista@TopsailInsider.com or call or text me at 910-800-0111. Thank you for listening and supporting Topsail Insider and our local businesses and nonprofits. These are our neighbors and our friends, and together we build a mighty and a beautiful community I'm super proud to be a part of. I'll see you around Topsail.
Hey guys, it's Leah with Topsail Talk. I explore local businesses, services, people, and activities in Topsail and its surrounding areas, and I post videos about them. You can find and follow Topsail Talk on Facebook and Instagram. You'll never know where we're gonna go, but if you try one of my stops, be sure to tell them Topsail Talk sent you.